Tiffany Miller joins us now. Tiffany, thanks for coming in on a holiday. I know you have to get to your store, get it open at 11 o'clock, so I appreciate you taking the time today.
Thank you. We're actually going to observe Juneteenth today as well, so we'll be closed.
Okay, all right, okay.
To celebrate. It is a federal holiday, so we'll work that out.
All right, very good. Well, give us a kind of the quick bio and career path for yourself. As you're identifying co-working needs and spaces in the Milwaukee area, how'd you get here?
Very wonderful question. So in 2012, I started my own creative business called Fly Blooms, or Funky Fly Flower Child. And I started making flowers. I was wearing flowers in my hair for a few years, and they would always fall apart, or they were solid colors. So I began my business. It's 12 years old this month,
right,
which is like pretty amazing. But that evolved into vending events, meeting new creatives, collaborating with various partners like Tamira White, who now has Delicious Bites, mm-hmm. and Lilo Allen, who owns Papyrus and Charms. And our timing aligned so that we could collaborate on the Bronzeville Collective, which houses over 40 Black, Brown, Queer, and Allied-owned creatives in the city of Milwaukee, with curated brands from throughout the country.
Right.
And that's been around since 2018. So 2012, my business, 2018, collaboration with Lilo. In between that, I became a life coach. So I have a coaching and consulting company called Live and Bloom. And now we're here with Fruition.
Very good. Wow, the entrepreneurial journey. I love it. I love to see it. So how did you go about identifying the need and opportunity for additional co-working space in the Milwaukee area?
So Rashad gave me a call. Like, we have had like meetings and talks prior to coming together on this, but this is something that's been in the works for 3 years. But I got a call. He was like, I found this space. Want to open a co-working space with me? And my crazy self said, sure. So, you know, we identified one location in their west side, and it didn't work out for the very purpose, the reason why we needed to be in the C27 development. We didn't know at the time, but it's like the perfect place for all of what we want to do without minimizing or the lead-in parts of the dream. So we're able to exist in full fruition of what we want to bring to Milwaukee, which includes a beautiful co-working space with like beautiful like windows overlooking 27th Street and the development that's happening there. There's a central in our space is a coffee shop that's okay. open to the public, that will be open to the public, offering healthy food options, which is something that lacks on 27th Street, where mm-hmm. We're essentially in a food desert.
Yeah.
And then we have a creative co-working space, which will have all the things for creatives to make
Very
without
good.
Having to make that financial investment themselves.
All right. When we come back from the break, I want to get more information on how to get involved at Fruition MKE, talk about your larger goals and dreams for the space, the importance of entrepreneurship in Milwaukee, and much more. Tiffany Miller joins us from Fruition MKE. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. Tiffany Miller, one of the co-founders of Fruition MKE, joins us today to talk about co-working, redeveloping neighborhoods, and much, much more. Tiffany, as you and your business partner were looking for opportunities, neighborhoods to create kind of co-working models in, what kind of, how did you identify that need? You know, I think the way people are working now is, yes, people are going in the office, you have space, but people want places to go to that are kind of those third spaces in life, you know, not home, not the office, but a third space for creativity, for sales calls, and whatever is needed.
I think the pandemic really taught us a lot. Like, we were in isolation, but nobody was in a rush to get back to the office. So what does that look like? What does a new office look like? We want to get out of our homes. We want to be in community with people. a co-working space is the perfect place for that. But not just any co-working space. Like, there are spaces downtown, east side. There's some to the west of us that are real, like structured, buttoned up. They still feel like one big old cubicle. And we want to be outside, think outside of the cubicle, think outside of the box. And the way that our space is designed is really community oriented.
So you're taking a little less corporate approach and more of a creative hub where people can interact and collaborate and connect with
exactly.
With others.
And most co-working spaces are not visible. They're in the office. They're tucked away. We are on 27th and Wells.
Yeah. As part of a larger development with other entities inside of it, which makes you unique.
Yeah, that C27 development, there's collaboration like built into it with Near West Side Partners, SWIM, CFI, like in the housing development that is a part of the project too. But you can actually see inside the windows and see what's happening. And we hope that that becomes an invitation for the neighborhood to come on in.
So what does the business model look like? Can I sign up for a space myself, or do I have to sign a long-term lease, or what does that model look like for entrepreneurs?
You could do a pay-as-you-go, like a month-to-month.
Okay.
We do have some long-term options that provide you with a discount, a six-month commitment discount that's available at fruitionmke.com right now. Some early bird specials are out there for interested folks. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Very good. And that then gives me or gives... give the member the right to use the space 24/7 and access to
you have to access to the co-working space and maker space. If you need conference room space, you're able to add that on as a rental for a couple hours. You can meet clients there. There's event hosting possibilities coming down the road. But the sky is the limit really in that space. And the cafe is like central to that.
Yeah.
And providing additional options for people.
Very good. Talk about the importance of entrepreneurism in your life. I mean, I think you see Fruition MKE as a connector and a way to build even more entrepreneurs in greater Milwaukee.
Yeah, so a lot of my work in the last few years has involved like creating the platform or the programming around Black Business Blues with Wibbick, doing some independent consulting with Sherman Phoenix and their new community business academy, facilitating that, the program development for their Sherman Phoenix Rising program. So, like, I love building entrepreneurs. Like, if you have an idea, be creative, activate it, try it out, see if it works. If it doesn't, tweak it, try again, try something else. Just try and see if it lands and make it grow. You probably have something.
That's right. And growing those ideas, it's even easier when you're around good creative
Absolutely.
People at a central hub where the ideas are free flowing and you're able to connect and contribute
on
the fly.
Just to build up everybody. Everybody has their own unique thing. And we want all of those things to connect and collaborate in our space.
All right. I know many of us are heading out to the Juneteenth event. What does Juneteenth mean to you?
Juneteenth is the day my son was born.
All right, there you go.
So happy birthday, Quali. Happy 23rd birthday. But Juneteenth is that freedom. It's that celebration. It's community. It's activism. It's liberation. It's life. It's everything. And it's beautiful to see the Juneteenth parade happening. It's a beautiful thing. And the record, there's over 400 vendors out today. So... yeah.
Very good. Tiffany Miller from Fruition MKE. All the best in getting the space open. There's a ribbon cutting next Tuesday. All right. There we
from
go.
3 to 6.
We will be there. So get your memberships in line at Fruition MKE.